He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, December the 18th. Wow, just six shopping days until Christmas. Well, how merry is it on Wall Street today? This will be the Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke's last Fed meeting. We'll talk a little bit about Mr. Bernanke, whether he's been a hero or a villain during his tenure. But before we do that, let's just take a look and see how the markets are treating Mr. Bernanke today. The Dow is up 54 points. The Dow is at 15,929. And if I'm not mistaken, at one time during Bernanke's tenure, the Dow was down around 6,500. So we saw the worst of times, and we're not seeing the best of times, but certainly a lot better than what we saw back in 2008. The S&P 500 is up 3 points this morning. The S&P is at 1,784. The NASDAQ, however, is bucking the trend here. It's down 4 points this morning. The NASDAQ is at 4,017, 4,019, call it, right now. Gold up a little bit. Gold saw the best of times and the worst of times during Bernanke's tenure also. I think gold saw, what, $1,800 per ounce? And now it's down around $1,200 per ounce. So you could say Bernanke has kept inflation under control. Crude oil is at $97.82. The euro is at 1.37. We have the 10-year yield right now at 2.87 as we await the decision from today's Fed meeting. But you know what? Why would Bernanke go out with a taper? I just don't think that's in the cards. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, which sure looks festive this time of year. Boy, the downtown scene at night from high above is full of twinkling and sparkling lights and stars and Christmas trees, and we had the harbor boat parade here on Sunday. A bunch of boats go by all decorated up to the delight and thrill of those watching. It's a wonderful time of year. It truly is. No white Christmas here, however, but the wife and I are headed up to the snow country. I'm going to see my granddaughter here for the first time in a couple of days. We'll be doing the show from the road, and it's going to be getting colder and colder and colder, colder as we head north. But looking forward to it. Just a wonderful time of year. We had our company holiday party last night. Got a lot of good people here at Gunderson Capital Management. We've had a very, very good year. We basically doubled in size in the last 12 months. So we're happy. We're cautious. We have 1 foot in the door. We have 1 foot out the door. Not of the company, but in the positions that we own. And I've been selling a few here recently. I would say I'm a little bit on a buyer's strike right now. I just see a lot of stocks right now that are in sideways consolidations, which is to be expected with the Fed out there talking it over. Do we pull the punch bowl? I highly doubt that the Fed's going to pull the punch bowl on Bernanke's last meeting. He's going to go out as what he perceives to be himself, I would guess, as a hero. I would also perceive Bernanke as a hero. Now, ask me again 5 years from now, and we'll see where the dollar's at. We'll see where inflation's at. We'll see where interest rates are at. We'll see where the economy is at. But you know what? He did some extraordinary things that have not been done by a Fed in the past and pulled an economy up from the bootstraps, by the bootstraps, that was on the verge of collapse. So say whatever you want to say about Bernanke. I measure his performance by the results that were achieved. Just like the CEO of a company who's put up terrific returns over the last 5 years, I think you could say that Bernanke stepped in and turned things around and got things going in the right direction again. Where would we be today had it not been for some of the extreme measures, including TARP? And you can be against TARP or you can be for TARP, but before TARP, we were at 666 on the S&P 500. And today we're at 1784. It's pretty hard to argue with the results. Where would the housing market be today had it not been for the extraordinary measures and the unusual measures, the extreme measures, the unorthodox measures that the Fed took? Maybe I'm in the minority. I don't think I am. I think Bernanke goes out. You know, and I think if Bernanke had his own way, I think he would still be the Fed chairman. I don't think he was real happy about being asked to leave his post. We'll see how Janet Yellen treats us, but I've got a hunch. I don't know. That feeling in the pit of my stomach tells me that Janet Yellen's going to be even friendlier to the markets than Bernanke was. You never know, though. She may come in and crack the whip and say, you know what, it's time to get this thing. We're not going to feed this economy anymore. It's up to you, Congress, to do some fiscal measures. We're done over here on the monetary side of things. But I don't think so. I don't think she would be appointed unless she was friendly to the current administration and their agenda that they want to push forward. So we'll see. But logic tells me that Bernanke goes out with a whimper. And I think Bernanke will be looked at as a guy who probably pulled the economy back from the brink. You know, it's funny because he's a guy that studied the Depression at length. And he saw what they did wrong and what they did right and what they should have done and what they didn't do, what they did do. And you know what? In the end, that was a wonderful education. He was the man at the right time in the right place to come in and bring back a very, very sick economy. I was there. You were there. It was not pretty. Watching the S&P go down to 666 and watching the Dow go down to 6,500, that wasn't any fun. That was one of the worst experiences of my life. I learned a lot during that experience, yes. We're supposed to learn from adversity and become stronger so the next time we face adversity, we can face it head on with coming from a little bit stronger foundation. And I hope that what I learned from the 2008 sell-off, I can apply to the next sell-off that we have. But Bernanke had been prepared somehow. Maybe it's the grace of God. He happened to be in the place where he was at a time when we had a major, major crisis here in America. We had credit markets that were frozen. We had loans that were going south. We had foreclosures all across the land. We had a major problem on our hands. We had companies closing their doors. We had companies collapsing. It wasn't quite the Great Depression, but I think most would say that it was second only to the Great Depression, and it's now called the Great Recession. And Bernanke was the general that had to call the shots during that time. And what he did was open up the floodgates in every way possible to aid an ailing economy. Those bad loans were bundled up, and they were bought by the taxpayers and the government. And actually, it ended up being quite a profitable venture in the end. There's still some losses here and there. It seems like General Motors didn't quite pay back what they needed. Ford didn't need the money. Bank of America needed the money. Citigroup needed the money. And from everything I can tell, it's all been paid back. And now we go on our merry way. Hopefully, we learned from our mistakes. Hopefully the big banks learned from the mistakes that they made. Hopefully our government learned from the mistakes that they made, because there's blame to be placed everywhere. Don't tell me that they didn't tell the banks, hey, you've got a loan to these high-risk people. You've got to treat everybody fairly and equally. Well, you know what? That's not how the loan business works. Neither does the insurance business. There's high-risk people that need to be insured, and there's low-risk people. And there's high-risk people that need loans, and there's low-risk people that need loans. So, you know what? Everybody's got blame. But Bernanke, in my opinion, is the one that got us out of the mess. This is Bill Gutterson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we'll see how Mr. Bernanke is graded in the future. I think a lot of it depends on, you know, what happens to the dollar from here, what happens to inflation from here. But you know what? During his tenure, which is where we really have to focus, I think he did a pretty good job. Inflation is under control. The economy is growing once again. The markets are recovering. Interest rates have remained fairly tame. And from my point of view, he did it without the help of Congress and monetary policy. And he keep or fiscal policy, and he keeps crying for some help, and he just doesn't get any. He's been the lone man hitting the economy with his cannon blast of monetary policy, which, you know, he's running out of cannonballs to fire. We'll see what Yellen brings to the table. But like I said yesterday, I believe that the economy needs more than just monetary policy thrown at it to get it stoked again. Come on, let's put some wood on this thing and get it going. This is America. Give us a little bit of something, whatever it takes. There's all kinds of creative ways to stoke an economy. And you know what? The slow growth economy here in America is affecting the entire world. And because as the U.S. goes, as they say in China, so goes China. And as the U.S. goes, so goes Latin America. And as the U.S. goes, so goes South Korea. And on and on and on and on. And if you look at those markets, they're doing terrible right now. They've been the laggards in the world markets this year because the U.S. economy is not as robust as it could be if it just had a little bit of creativity and some determination and some stimulus thrown at it, whatever shape or form it takes. And as I said yesterday, I don't believe everybody's participating in this 2-3% growth economy. I think there's a lot, the majority of industries are on the outside looking in. Just look at the narrow move that the market has made this year. If you haven't been in pharmaceuticals and biotechs and social media stocks, you've really missed out on this year. Look at Ford. Ford reports not very good a year, and Ford is tanking. That's not good. Ford is a very good indicator of where the economy is at. Take a look at the home builders. Look at Toll Brothers. We studied Toll Brothers last week. It's a good indicator of where the economy is at. And if I was in Congress, I would look at a chart of Ford every day, and I'd look at a chart of Toll Brothers every day, because they represent big, big chunks of our economy. And I would say, what can we do to get this thing moving again? Hardworking people are ready to go to work. Maybe, I don't know. There's all kinds of ways to stimulate this economy, and it's got to come from more than just the Fed. But having said that, there are companies, and I would say it's because of their management teams. I remember interviewing the CEO of Tractor Supply, who actually glided through 2008 pretty well. I said, how did you do it? He said, well, we had to take a look, and we had to totally change the way we were doing things because the economy was completely changing. I like a guy like that. That's the way you manage a portfolio. When things change, you have to change. And you have to adjust, and you have to cut, or whatever you have to do to adjust to the changing times, you got to do it. You can't be stuck in, this is my way, this is the way we've always done it here at XYZ Company, and this is the way we're going to continue to do it. This is the way my father did it. This is the way my grandfather did it. This is the way the founder of the company did it at Sears and Roebuck. And what's happened to Sears and Roebuck? Well, we're going to go to North Carolina again. The home of great quarterbacks, right? Boy, you got Phillip Rivers on the Chargers. You've got Russell Wilson up there, who played a year, I think, at North Carolina State. You got the current quarterback of the Tampa Bay Bucs, whose name escapes me right now, who is also a North Carolina quarterback. But you got a quarterback that runs a team back there of truck drivers and logistics people and warehouse people at Old Dominion Freight Lines. And I just keep talking about this company. And why do I just keep talking about this company? Because this company just keeps hitting new highs. And if you look at my Twitter feed yesterday, which I didn't send out a lot of tweets, it has to be really good for me to send out a tweet about it. But I did send out a tweet yesterday. I said, look at Old Dominion Freight Lines, ODFL, which is breaking out to a new high. And if you look at my articles, which I actually attached to my Twitter feed yesterday, I said, did you read my article several months ago on Old Dominion Freight Lines? And how I said it's worth a lot more than where it's at, and how it's one of the best performing stocks in the entire market. How does a trucking company over the last 10 years deliver 23% per year to investors? Usually the trucking industry is a minefield of companies going broke and rolling over on the freeway and going upside down. Look at Yellow Freight. And there's been some other casualties over the years in the trucking industry. But Old Dominion just keeps on a trucking. Over the last 5 years, Old Dominion's delivered 36% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 14.5%. The last 5 years have not been very good. We're talking about the 2008 to 2013. You had a really bad year in there. And what did Old Dominion do in 2008 when the market was down 38.5%? It turned on its windshield wipers. It drove a little more cautiously, but it delivered 23% return to investors in 2008. Navigated through some bad weather and came through with flying colors. Over the last 3 years, Old Dominion has tripled the returns of the market. You know what? And I'm going to say this to my assistant here. We need to get the CEO of Old Dominion Freight Lines on this radio show. I'm putting out the call right now. I have people that edit my videos every day here and what I have to say and help me write the articles that we put out. We need to get the CEO of Old Dominion Freight Lines on this radio show. Over the last 12 months, Old Dominion up 57%. You say, well, I don't like to buy stocks hitting new highs. Well, that's why we looked at valuation. Peg ratio of 1. 89% upside potential still. When I look at 3,771 stocks, many of them much sexier than Old Dominion, I come up with a stock that's ranked number 47. And it's a stock that I have a big position in here. At Gunderson Capital Management, we'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked a little bit about Mr. Bernanke, who resides over his last Fed meeting. Bernanke's last stand. And we talked about the grade, at least the grade I would give to Mr. Bernanke. I would give Mr. Bernanke an A. That's just me. You might give him an F. I don't care. It's hard to argue with results. It's hard to argue with a economy and a financial system that was pulled back from the brink because of bad loans made to people or whatever, whoever you want to blame. Too easy credit, I would say. You know, I remember those days. They were calling us up. You want a loan? You don't even have to, no down payment. We don't need any verification. Just sign here. And here's $50,000. Goodbye. Go buy a home. Yeah, you know, I mean, eventually, that's going to lead to trouble. And it did lead to trouble. All of a sudden, someone's living in a home, but they have no skin in the game whatsoever. And that home all of a sudden goes from $700,000 to $600,000. And they're upside down. Negative equity. We're out of here, Jack. We're gone. Tough, bank. You're stuck with the loan. Oh, it was a mess. What a mess. And it took several years to unravel. But here we are today in 2013. We've got a market that's gone from 660 back to 1800. We've got a housing market that is least stable again and slowly rising. We've got interest rates that are fairly tame, approaching 3% now. Not the extreme 1.25% that they were at one point in time. And we've got inflation that for now is still under control. We've got a dollar that's been fairly stable at about 82 cents here recently. So, you know, it is what it is. I don't think you can look at Bernanke's tenure with say, you know, this guy really blew it. I don't know how you could say that. Who didn't really blow it was a CEO back in North Carolina who has guided a trucking company to being one of the best performing stocks in the entire market. My number one New Year's resolution, I'm making my list, and I just put number one, my first one that I've added to my list for 2014, is to get the Old Dominion Freight Line CEO on the line. If you know him, give him a call. Tell him Gunderson's looking for him. In fact, that's another resolution I have, to have a lot of these CEOs on that have produced results like this in unlikely companies, in unlikely industries. This guy doesn't have the latest social media that rates restaurants or technology gadgets. I mean, this guy doesn't have the latest chip that speeds up the internet. This guy's got a fleet of trucks that go throughout the United States of America. He runs a $4.5 billion company. I want this guy running my company. This guy's done a great job at running Old Dominion. Just Old Dominion Freight Lines back there in Thomasville, North Carolina, where they also, I believe, make some furniture. So anyways, that's just an interesting sidebar there. Well, let's do another one then, okay? What are we going to look at next? Well, you know what? Best stocks now come in all shapes and sizes. We're going to go about as opposite as we can go from North Carolina Trucking Company here. We're not going to go too far geographically. We're going to go to Franklin, Tennessee for this one. You know, if I'm not mistaken, North Carolina is a business-friendly state. And there's an awful lot of companies that have moved to North Carolina. You know, I watch these trends. And if I'm not mistaken, Tennessee is a business-friendly state. It's the home of Tractor Supply. It's the home of AutoZone and a lot of other great stocks companies. And if I'm not mistaken, Austin, Texas, and the state of Texas is another business-friendly state. They're saying, welcome. We love you, business. And I got to say, being a guy that lives in the state of California all my life, California is not a friendly business state. And as I look out the window of my office, I see our ballpark over here where the San Diego Padres play. It's Petco. Am I proud to have my ballpark named after a pet supply store? It is what it is. And, you know, their motto of Petco is where the pets go. So our ballpark is where the pets go. Yeah, that's probably appropriate to the kind of teams that we've had over the years. But you know where a lot of Petco employees are? Here, this is our namesake of our ballpark. They're in Texas. They moved a big squadron to Texas because it's a little bit more business-friendly. I just think that's terrible to make businesses not welcome in your state. It's businesses that provide the jobs for the people that live in your state. But be that as it may, we're going to go to Franklin, Tennessee, and we're going to take a look at a company that's showing up on my Best Stocks Now list, a company by the name of Acadia Healthcare. What do they do for a living? They provide psychiatric services for behavioral health disorders through 42 treatment facilities with 3,100 beds. Okay. It's a $2.3 billion small cap company in the medical sector. This has been a year, 2013, number one for equities, not bonds, owners, not lenders. This has been a year, 2013, that has greatly favored U.S. stocks, not Latin America, not China. They have their days in the sun. They've had many in the past, and I'm certain they'll have some in the future, but this has been a terrible year. This has been a year for U.S. stocks. Franklin, Tennessee. This has also been a year that has greatly favored small cap stocks. It was just a couple years ago, if you weren't in a large cap dividend paying stock, you were nowhere. Small caps did terrible. That was 2011, I believe, when small caps were down 10 or 11%. But this has been a year that has greatly favored small cap stocks. So Acadia Healthcare, yes, has had the wind at their back, but at the same time, they've produced some big numbers. Look at their last four quarters. 52% sales growth, 70% sales growth, 80%, 79%. This is what we call a growth company, and it continues to grow. And as we look at the future, let's take a look and see what the analyst consensus estimates are for growth going forward, 32% per year. Now, does stock price appreciation equal or earnings growth equal stock price appreciation? Well, this is a stock that came public in 2011 at $5 per share, and it's now $47 per share. It's a nine bagger since its IPO in 2011. It gets a momentum grade right now of A-. It's one of the strongest performing stocks in the entire market. And as we look at the valuation of the shares, I see a stock that's trading at right about its growth rate right now. So that makes for a PEG ratio that's not outrageous, nor is it deliciously undervalued, but it's okay. The PEG ratio comes in at 1.03. And when I do my own math on this stock, I come up with a stock that I believe could maybe hit $90 5 years down the road. It's currently trading at $47, but of course we take it a day at a time, and a week at a time, and a month at a time, and a quarter at a time to make sure they stay on track. And if they fall off the track, then we go elsewhere. We get on another train. But for right now, this is one that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. Lastly, that all-important stock chart. I don't like charts that are in sideways trends. That's what we call a neutral trend. There's a lot of stocks right now that are in sideways trends. In fact, a lot of stocks have entered into consolidation trends here late in 2013. And it remains to be seen which way those stocks are going to break. Are they going to break to the upside and resume this uptrend in the market? Or are they going to break to the downside? That's why I have my eyes keenly glued every single day on the individual stocks that I own. And if it looks like they're going to break to the downside, that 1 foot in the door and 1 foot out the door makes a quick decision. And all of a sudden, I'm out of the stock. But right now, I'm in Acadia. Out of 3,771 stocks, it comes in at number 16. And one that I own, not a recommendation, but an example of a Best Stock Now. Stay tuned for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Use the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must use the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we had our annual Christmas party here at Gunderson Capital Management here this week, and one of the subjects was, well, what will we be talking about a year from now? Of course, this past year we had some reminiscing to do. And we said, would anybody have said at last year's party that the market would be up more than 25% this year? I don't think any of us would have made that prediction last year, because the environment at that time to the market was quite hostile. The election had just ended. We were in the midst of fiscal cliff concerns. They were major concerns. The fiscal cliff wasn't something to be taken lightly. But, you know, my app guided me through it. The app said, stay invested. Don't run for the sidelines. You can go back and look at the newsletters I was writing. We finally got all of our newsletters into two archives. One is the free version of the newsletter that I send out every week for those of you who aren't clients or subscribers, and the other one is the full newsletter that I publish every single week. And you can go back and look at what I was saying back then. I said, as crazy as it sounds, and I know I'm in the minority here, most people are saying you need to get out while this until this fiscal cliff thing goes away. I said, no, you need to stay put. And there were a lot of people that got caught flat-footed in the first several months of this year. You know, that was where a lot of the money was made in the first few months of this year. And if you were out of the market at that point in time, you would have missed out. And who would have known, you know, that Gunderson Capital Management would double in size over the last 12 months. But you know what? Hey, it is what it is. And I said, I don't know what 2014 is going to bring. That's all I know is I'm going to go to work just like the rest of you have done this past year. And we work our you-know-what's off every single day. And we do the very best that we can do. And we'll see what kind of results it produces in 2014. As I analyze the markets, you know, we had about 600 stocks that qualified as best stocks now just about 6-7 weeks ago. And today, as I look, it's gotten a lot narrower. There's only 295 stocks today in my database that qualify as best stocks now. What does that mean? That means that the market has gone into a consolidation mode. The last couple months has been completely sideways in the market. Had you started in the market 2 months ago, even 3 months ago, you just haven't seen much happen here between then and now. The market has been consolidating what have been big gains here in 2013. And when we talk about those technical patterns of markets either in a sideways trend, an uptrend, or a topping out trend, or a downtrend, you could argue right now that the market is in a topping out trend. Only time will tell over the next several weeks and months whether or not this market is going to break out again to the upside out of this consolidation topping out trend. Because if it breaks out to the upside, then it's not a topping out trend, is it? It's a sideways trend. When things are going sideways, you could say they're undecided. You don't know which way they're going to break. And when you make your big move is when the break happens, either to the upside or to the downside. Now, if the market were to break to the downside, that doesn't mean you run to the sidelines and sell everything. No, you look at every single stock that you own, and you see how it's behaving. Look at Old Dominion. It was up 23% in 2008 when the market was down 38%. So you still have to take it one stock at a time. And I have a lot of stocks right now that are in those topping out consolidation trends. They've been going up, been going up, been going up, and all of a sudden, they've hit a plateau, and they're going sideways. The question is, which way will they break next? I don't have the answer to that. I would say, you got a coin? You ever see the beginning of an NFL game when they flip a coin? I would say that that's it right now, because it doesn't really matter at this point in time about fundamentals. I would say that the fundamentals on some stocks are still terrific, and they should break to the upside. But in the end, sentiment outweighs fundamentals, and that's where your technical analysis comes in. That's why you cannot leave technical analysis out of the equation. Fundamentals are a big part of the equation, especially valuation. Momentum and performance is a big part of the equation, and there's no way that you can leave out technical analysis. So I don't know which way this market is going to break. The old saying is, as January goes, so goes the market, and once again, it was true. We had a phenomenal January this year, and we had a good year in the market. I think, you know, the next several weeks will probably determine which way the market's going in 2014. It would be hard for me to sit here and say that we're going to have as good a year in 2014 as we had in 2013. It would be hard for me to say that we're going to have even a better year. Nah, I don't think I could say that. I think it's going to be a lot tougher in 2014. I think you're going to really have to be a stock picker. You're going to have to really find those Old Dominion freight lines, because the old guard, the Johnson & Johnsons and the Mercks and the IBMs of the world that just kind of move up and down whichever way the market goes, they're not going to cut it. Indexes aren't going to cut it. You're going to have to be maneuverable in 2014. Because it's not going to be one of those situations where a rising tide lifts all boats. I'm not even going to begin to make a prediction for 2014, but I guess I kind of did. Temper your expectations in 2014. Enjoy the gains that you've received, hopefully you did, in 2013. And just continue on a daily basis to look for those opportunities of these best stocks now, whatever shape, size they come in. Even if they come in bond packages, we just don't know. If they come in inverse sector packages, if they come in ETFs of countries, individual countries, we just don't know. We just take it a day at a time, and on a relative basis, we find the very best that we can possibly find. And what we strive to do is put that all-star team on the field, whatever that all-star team is at any given point in time. And I got to believe that the all-star team in 2014 is going to look a little bit different from the all-star team in 2013. Hey, if you're interested in having us help you put an all-star team on the field, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.